USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding a government shutdown. Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers, criticizing him on social media, a claim McCarthy denies. Gaetz and other conservatives are urging McCarthy to incorporate substantial spending cuts in any government funding bill. Science, technology, and artificial intelligence all on President Biden's mind during a California trip.
President Biden emphasized the importance of investing in science and technology during a meeting with the Council of Advisors on Science and Technology in San Francisco.
I don't know how we can be the safest, most secure, and healthiest nation in the world without significant investment in science and technology.
Biden mentioned that global leaders are eager to talk about U.S. leadership in artificial intelligence and highlighted the significant risks if AI is not handled carefully. He announced his administration's intention to take steps this fall to lead responsible AI innovation in America. I'm John Schaefer.
Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement Friday morning. Last Friday, Fain included 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants in the strike, while Ford was exempt due to positive strides in contract negotiations. A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed in a radio interview and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. In a private lunch with Senate Democrats, Menendez stated his intention to stay in the Senate, but did not discuss whether he plans to run for re-election next year. On Wednesday, Menendez and his wife pleaded not guilty to charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery. President Biden's youngest dog has bitten another Secret Service agent.
That makes 11 bites at this point. Marshall Marachi, a former Secret Service special operations over the tactical canine unit, says something needs to be done to correct that behavior.
So this amount of bites, I guess, would not be normal. It is normal for a dog to be acting out in an environment like that at the White House. Obviously, something needs to be done. Just make sure that Secret Service agents, as well as, you know, White House staff can, you know, feel safe going to work and not have to worry about that.
I'm Corey Myers.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling nearly 3.4 million vehicles in the U.S. and telling owners to park them outside due to the risk of engine compartment fires. Recalls cover multiple cars, SUV models from 2010 through 2019, including Hyundai's Santa Fe SUV and Kia's Sorento SUV. The anti-lock brake control module can leak fluid and cause an electrical short, which can touch off a fire while the vehicles are parked or being driven. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.